Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
Peace and goodwill to all men except Rod Wallace. F*** Rod Wallace.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Yeah, I just want to say the previous eight callers you've had have all been morons. Merry Christmas, you bullocks.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Welcome to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson, on this top special day of this world. It's Christmas!
The Ian Five Ankles Christmas All Day Breakfast Show with Ian Five Ankles and festive guests from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Hi, everybody. Just wishing you all a very happy Christmas from me, former Blackburn midfielder, David Dunn.
I'm Neil Mellor, and I'm wishing peace on earth and 3 points on Boxing Day.
Christmas Bart Williams.
That's right, we're here all day on a very special Ian Five Ankles Christmas All Day Christmas Breakfast Show before Kitty Spink, that's Nigel Spink's daughter, and Ray Leopard bring you the big, big, big Premier League Christmas evening. That's Christmas evening, which is this evening, and not Christmas Eve, which was yesterday.
Christmas is confusing.
And I can confirm it's not yesterday because Kitty Spink has just walked past the studio. Kitty, it's not yesterday, is it? Kitty. She didn't hear. One person here, but also not here, is Ian Five Ankles. Merry Christmas, Ian.
I'm glad you call it Christmas, Anthony. None of this happy holidays muck. They tried to ban Christmas when I played for Derby County.
Political correctness gone mad.
Exactly. Yes. Under the guise of correct match day preparation. Management weren't pleased. Some of the boys were eating a full roast dinner 24 hours before the Boxing Day game. Festive fun police. Luckily, common sense prevailed.
Did you win the game?
We were battered 5-0.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'd rather lose than have my Christian heritage castrated.
So you lost the battle, but you won the war,
We
Ian.
Lost the war as yeah. well, Anthony. Okay. We got relegated that season.
I am in Sportshorn Towers, manning the fort, pulling my own cracker.
Oh, get Kitty Spink in to help.
Whereas Ian Five Ankles is broadcasting live on his state-of-the-art Bluetooth headset from the comfort of his own home.
Yes, Anthony, a Bluetooth headset endorsed by none other than Mark Albrighton.
The audio's brighter at Albrighton's.
Why are you at home, Ian, then?
Partly contractually, Anthony. I will not be castrated on Christmas Day, but also because I have a special festive guest. I am entertaining Steve Bold today for a very manly Christmas. He'll be bashing my front door in shortly, no doubt.
Steve Bold will be on the show.
You bet he will. Oh. You know Boldy. He's got loads of top anecdotes about how Arsenal had fallen away in the league before December so they could let their hair down at the Xmas do.
Cannot wait for that.
So you're there on your own, are you, Anthony?
Well, no, Ian. No, Ian. Kitty Spink is in the neighbouring studio, so it's nice to be near. It'll be good to have some human touch company.
Have you opened your present yet?
I haven't yet. No, I haven't.
Do it. It's a top world-class present.
Of this world, you shouldn't have. I'm just getting it. Here it is. By the way, Ian, I thought that this was a present that was going to be auctioned off for needy children.
Well, it was, but you're on your own, so come on, it's Christmas.
All right, okay. All right, here we go. Wow, it's heavy. It's very weighty.
Yep.
What is it?
It's a wine bottle opener that's also a shoehorn.
Oh, thank you, Ian. Oh, it's from the Asia del Horno collection.
Yes, it's the latest product in Asia del Horno's new gadget range. He gifted me a free one as long as I mentioned AsiaDelGizmo.net.
AsiaDelGizmo.net. Why shouldn't good wines and good shoes go together?
Asia del Gizmo. Siempre. Desde 2010.
Wow, that is so generous, Ian. Thank you so much. I've always wanted to open a bottle of wine at the same time as putting on my shoes. And I've got a gift for you. It should have been couriered over by Creaky Wheels.
Creaky Wheels, giving bicycle courier jobs to retired people.
It's a bit slower, but that's fine.
Yes, I got the gift. It arrived very late last night, but it has arrived. Had to cancel some plans. Opening it now. Oh, this is exciting. It's the board game Twister, official limited edition West Ham version.
That's right, Ian. It's Twister with a twist. Instead of the coloured spots to put your feet and hands on, there are 24 different faces of West Ham legends from past to present.
Fantastic.
There it is, yeah.
Fantastic. That's great. The spinner is very big.
Mm.
Oh, look, there's Christian Daly, Paolo Di Canio. Carlos Tevez is afoot. I cannot stand West Ham, but no, thank you. This is a lovely gift.
It's glow-in-the-dark, Ian.
Oh,
can you see that from where you're looking
you.
At?
I can,
glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah. Thanks, Anthony. Finally, a West Ham United twister that's glow-in-the-dark. I'll have a bash at that with Steve Bold when he arrives. Oh, and that's the doorbell. Speak of the ruddy devil.
What a Christmas treat. Ian is about to have a very manly Christmas. Whoa! Christmas morning at the Five Hankles household with the ex-Arsenal and England defender Steve Bold. I know the dining room is full of beer. The shots are lined up. He's put meatloaf on his Amazon Echo and the tablecloth is a Sabutio pitch. You let him in, Ian. You let him in.
Righto.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Christmas All Day Christmas Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Christmas All Day Christmas Breakfast Show. Come sit on Ian's knee.
Christmas Bart Williams.
Okay, and we're out. We are out. I think we've got a very quick break. So be on standby,
yeah,
mate.
Anthony, there's one more present.
Okay.
There is. I put a sprig of mistletoe above the vending machine
right,
so that when Kitty Spink goes out to get a bit of chocolate, you can give her a kiss.
Right. Oh, okay, Ian. I'm not going to do that, but
wow,
thank you.
It's there in case you change your mind.
I won't change my mind. Cheers, though. Thank you.
Peggy Arfaxad. I played 39 games in my career. I won 7 trophies. Merry Christmas, losers.
The Ian Five Angles Christmas All Day Christmas Breakfast Show. What's Ian left for you in your stocking?
A big orange.
And all morning, we're asking, what would you get a footballer for Christmas? Text us on 75358. Danny is in Cockermouth. Hi, Danny.
Hi. I'd take a dump in a bin liner and hide the bin liner in the cupboard where Anthony Taylor keeps his bin bags.
The referee Anthony Taylor. Right. Strictly asking about footballers, but...
And then when he's sorting out all his presents the night before Christmas, he'd be going around looking for a bag to put them in. He'd open the cupboard and see the bin liner and he'd think, oh, great, a bin liner already slightly open. Because there's always a faff opening a bin liner, isn't it?
That's true, Danny. Yeah, way better if there's already one open.
He'd then put all his presents in the bin liner, and then he'd move to the living room to put them under the tree.
Okay.
And then once by the tree, he'd move to take them all out again, and I'd pop out from behind the tree and go, ah, your children's presents are covered in shite.
You've called in about Anthony Taylor before, haven't you, Danny?
Last Christmas, yeah.
Thank you. Keep on having your say on 75358. And Ian Five Ankles is with Steve Bold right now in his house having a proper football manly Christmas. Whee! Ian, what's the most manly thing you've done with your lad so far? What have you done?
When I opened the door, Anthony, Steve Bold necked a Monster energy drink, then burped the carol away in a manger.
No.
And yeah, he did. And under each arm, he's got 2 plucked turkeys dressed in Tottenham shirts.
Oh, that's class, that is. That's class. Classic
yes.
Boldy.
Yeah, they're cooked. Heads and necks still attached. He's got one now as I'm watching him. And, no, that's manly. Wow, that is
manly.
What's manly?
What's he done? What's he done that's manly?
He's just taken one of the turkeys and bitten its beak off.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, bitten it.
Bitten its beak off. He's bitten its beak off.
Bitten it clean off. Now he's lifting the bird above his head like the FA Cup, which he won twice, I might add, so he'd know how to hold it. Oi, oi! Oi, oi, Baldy! This is going to be the most epic Christmas ever. Whey.
Oh, doorbell. Doorbell, Ian. More guests. More guests.
Oh, dear. Baldy. Baldy, can you just pop in the kitchen, mate, yeah? Just pop in the kitchen. Close the door.
Who's this going to be? Mark Poom, Lee Hendry, Keith Curl, Chris Bart Williams.
Christmas Bart Williams.
It's my ex-wife, Denise.
Your ex-wife, Denise?
Yeah.
Your ex-wife, Denise?
Yes, she messaged this morning. She's ended it with Nigel Kwasi. And she's asked if she could spend Christmas with me.
Oh, my God, congratulations. That's amazing. Ian, that is... Well done, mate. That is... Why is Steve Bold here?
Well, I thought
what
she
are
was...
you doing?
I thought she was just letting off steam in the heat of the moment. I didn't think she'd actually come.
Well, would she have a manly Christmas with you and Steve Bold? Perhaps, she's West Ham through and through.
I'll ask it. No, he's currently crushing Watsits with a hammer and snorting.
Tell him to leave.
No, I can't do that to Baldy. I can't leave him out in the coldy. It's Christmas.
Bart Williams.
You need to have 2 Christmases then, Ian.
Yeah.
Just like in The Vicar of Dibley, but at the same time without them noticing each other. Just like in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, Vicar of Doubtfire. Yeah, I've got it. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to have the most manly Christmas ever with my best mate and the most feminine sense of Christmas with the love of my life without them even noticing each other. Yep, yeah, perfect. That's what I'll do. Coming, Denise. Baldy. I've got something full of testosterone to show you in the shed.
Good. Yes, the shed. Well done, Ian. Best of Christmas luck to you. Now, this is interesting. We've got former Chelsea, Blackburn and Republic of Ireland winger Damien Duff on the line to talk about a Christmas appeal that is close to his heart. Hi, Damien.
Pleasure to be on the show, Anthony.
Now, this is a little awkward, Damien. I bought Ian a game of Twister. which seems harmless on the face of it, but it's actually the game Twister that your Christmas appeal is all about.
That's right, yeah. I urge everyone in the country not to play Twister. And the reasons for that are twofold. One, the number of injuries people get from contorting their bodies into the unholy shapes that Twister demands is sizable. Only 1% of players warm up or stretch before partaking in the game, and even fewer worn down afterwards. People consume alcohol before playing, and that just makes the propensity for injury even higher. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Do not play the Twister as a bit of fun. You could end up in a wheelchair, so you could.
And what's the second reason, Damien?
It's too sexual for a family game. Why are family members' bodies getting so close together under the guise of the entertainment now? Picture the scene, Anthony. You spin the wheel, blue foot. You move your foot to blue, and you end up accidentally bumming your own brother. I mean, could you live with yourself if you bummed your own brother? Give up Twister now, I'm begging you, please.
Thank you, Damien Duff. Powerful words there. Ian Five Ankles, how's it going, mate?
It's going surprisingly well, Anthony. Denise is looking radiant as ever. She's obviously furious at splitting up with Nigel Kwasi on Christmas Day, so she's got her headphones in and she's listening to whale music. Yeah, we haven't communicated via speech yet. I'll wait for the whales to calm her down.
Nigel Kwasi is a monster. We know that. Has she seen Steve Bold?
No,
that's
she hasn't.
The question.
No. I've managed to convince him to go to the shed where I've told him we're going to spend Christmas painting Arsenal players' faces on model trains. That's his pet project. He loves doing that. He's doing one with Pascal Sagan's face on right now.
A marked contrast there from burping Christmas carols and eating the beak off a turkey.
And that's the enigma of Steve Bold. Right, excuse me. I've shut Denise in the bathroom while I deman the kitchen.
Okay. Right. So what are you going to do? How are you going to do this, mate? You've only got like 5-10 seconds.
No, it's fine. I'm removing all the cans of Monster Energy, swapping Subutio tablecloth to a floral portrait of Princess Diana.
She'll love that.
Yep, getting all the scented candles from the top cupboard and folding two tea towels into the shape of a swan.
Gosh, that is feminine. Are any of those candles smelling like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina?
No, but one of them smells a bit like Danny Dicchio.
That's good enough. Thank you, Ian. You get Denise out of that bathroom and cook her a nice beakless turkey marinated in Tottenham shirt. Coming up on Sports Horn, former racing driver Damon Hill makes car noises for a special fan.
Here's one for you.
Thank you, Damon. It's a dream come true.
Now, I'm going around a corner now, so yeah, here we are.
Magical. But first, let's go to the Christmas news with Taj. Not a lot of news at Christmas.
Sports on. The hot breath of sport on the back of your neck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so... Oh, is she there? No. Okay, let's go. Hey, Kitty. Yeah, how's it going? Merry Christmas. Pack of Revels? Yeah, can't beat them. You got any nice presents today? Oh my gosh, for me? Yeah, well, that'd be nice. I've got something for you too, actually. It's a bottle opener that's also a shoehorn. No, no, don't give her the fucking bottle opener. Hi, Kitty. Hiya. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, just practicing a link for Yeah, happy Christmas. So, she gone.
You're listening to the Ian Five Angles Christmas All Day Christmas Breakfast Show. Ding dong merrily on Ian.
Ding dong merrily on me.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Christmas Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Angles.
Ian Five Angles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Ian is at home with his ex-wife Denise. Ian, how is it going?
Oh, it's proper festive, Anthony, just like the old times. And I don't have to cook. Denise has brought around a Christmas quasi-curry.
A Christmas quasi-curry?
Yeah, a curry cooked by Nigel Quasi. Sadly, they broke up just as Nigel had finished making it, so she divvied up 60-40, an extra 10% for her due to the time she spent wasted with him that she'll never get back. Sadly, they didn't stay together long enough for him to do the rice, so I've just popped a couple of bags in the microwave now.
That's good. Would Denise like to chat on the show? It'd be nice to talk to her.
No, Anthony, no. She's still listening to her whale music, but happy to report she's much calmer. And that, I think, is all down to the table decor. It's proper feminine. I've just unfurled the swan tea towel and draped it around her neck as I whisper a sexy honk in her ear. She won't hear it, but it's important to me that I honk.
That is promising.
Yeah.
That is promising. Well, it does sound as if Ian is having a wonderful Christmas with two close friends in separate parts of his house. And I hope you at home are having a nice one too. Mehdi from Highbury texts in to 75358 to say, for Christmas, I would give Tom Davies some hair straighteners. That's nice. The next part of your message I will not read out, but no. Ian, what's the nicest gift you've received from a footballer?
A straightforward answer to that one. Julian Joachim once gave me a bit of pumice he got from a trip to Mount Vesuvius.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
the size
nice.
Of
yeah.
a brick it was. I didn't know what to do with it, but it was a lovely thought. Oh God. Denise? Denise! Can you look in the cupboards? In the cupboards for some chilli powder?
What's happened, Ian? What's going
Steve
on?
Steve Bold just pressed his face against the window from the garden.
No. Oh, no. Has he seen her?
No.
Has he seen her?
No, his view will be obscured by the ceiling extractor. Boldy, mate! Boldy, what are you doing? Where have I been? I'm just getting us some lager to burp with, of course, being men. We're going to have a manly Christmas in the shed. Why have you come out of the shed, mate? You're a bit cold.
That's not very manly.
Oh, well, Boldy, you get warmer if you go back in the shed. Just go back in the shed. I'll be there in a minute, yeah? Just step away from the window. That's right. Bit further. Bit further out of sight. Denise! I'm just going to take these candles outside and remove a bit of the Danny Dicchio smell. Yeah? I'll be back in 10.
Okay, let's leave Ian to it while he takes candles to Steve Bold and burps in his shed and paints Pascal Segan's face on a model locomotive. Let's check in with our entertainment correspondent, Doogie Smalls. Doogie, how you doing?
Do you know, I cannot burp, Anthony.
Oh, well, you wouldn't be welcome in Ian Five Ankle's shed. So you've been out and about finding out which sports stars are helping out in the local community, is that right?
I have, yes. So, as we know, Tyson Fury has been dressing up as Santa Claus at the Trafford Centre in Manchester since late November.
But how's that gone, then?
It's got better, certainly it has, and he's doing his last shift this morning. So kids, if you want to tell Tyson Fury what you'd like for Christmas, although it'll be next Christmas now as it's already Christmas Day today, then get yourself down. Tickets are only £300, but free if your child has boxed before. On a similar note, Wayne Hennessy is flying a decommissioned Spitfire above Kent. That's to entertain children who can currently look up into the sky at him and his co-pilot performing acrobatics. But it's also part of his own community outreach work as he learns about the Nazis.
Doogie, spill the beans. If there were some mistletoe above the vending machine at Sports On, who would you kiss?
Ian Five Ankles. Guilty.
Oh, wow. He's pretty old school football, Doogie. I think you might have an uphill battle there.
Well, he's currently choosing between Steve Bold and his ex-wife. I'd say that it really wouldn't be as tough as you make out.
Thank you, Doogie. Ian, how are you?
I did a lot of manly things in that shed, Anthony, I can tell you. One of them was paint the face of Carlos Vela on a model locomotive while Steve Bold arranged 100 candles in there. But that was enough to get his hands back warm again, and he's off painting once again. He's happy, he's satisfied, he's bitten a whole wing off a turkey, wiped his mouth on its Spurs shirt, and he's painting away.
Can
happy
we speak
as Larry.
To him? Can we have a chat with Steve Bold?
No, can do, Anthony. No, I'm already back inside the house. I'm switching guests quicker than a pair of Chris Wilder's overlapping centre-backs here.
Have you had a taste of the quasi curry?
I'm about to put it in my mouth, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness.
Denise is across the table from me. She's still listening to the whale music, so she hasn't heard anything I've just said. But I have to say, she's gazing at me with what I can only describe as genuine warmth.
Ian, we'll get back to you. Let's hear from another player full of festive spirits. It's Teddy Sheringham, who's here to remind us of the true meaning of Christmas.
My name is Teddy Sheringham. I have a massive house with 5 bathrooms, a 100-inch telly and a snooker table. And to secure my property, I need the best intruder alarm in the business.
So I said to her, I love Revels too. Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Favourite chocolates, yeah. The best one? The orange one. No, that's what's a sexier answer to that? The chewy one? No, that's weird.
New Year's Eve on Sports Horn, the sweary, shouty chef Christmas special.
Bring me some figgy pudding, you twat!
New Year's Eve from 10 p.m. You're listening to the Ian Five Angles Christmas All Day Christmas Breakfast Show.
Hi, my name's Kate. I'm from Kent. I buy Thea Walcott a nice pair of gardening gloves.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Oh! Okay, you sound a bit breathy there, Ian. Is it the curry? Has it blown your head off?
I think there must have been some sort of aphrodisiac in the Nigel Kwasi curry, Anthony, because as soon as we finished our plates, Denise put her finger to my lips, motioned for me to leave clearing the plates till later, took my hand, led me to the sitting room.
Right, okay.
And we are currently midway through the most erotic game of West Ham United Twister you could possibly imagine.
It's a Christmas miracle, Ian. That is incredible. Did you dim the lights?
I certainly did.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, thank God it's glow in the dark. I can see Bobby Moore's neon face staring up at me through her cotton skirt.
Gosh, that is intimate. You're painting a real picture there, Ian.
I'm glad I'm not afraid to talk about intimacy on my Christmas breakfast show. It's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene. Just spinning the spinner now. Left foot. That's Don Hutchinson. Oh, Denise, that would bring me on top of you.
Don Hutchinson did have that effect on fans.
Denise is motioning for me to do it. The eagle is landing. The eagle is landing, Anthony. It's happening. This is really happening. Ian Five Ankles steps up to take the penalty.
It doesn't get sexier than this. This is incredible.
Ow!
To hear Curtis. Hang on.
Oh, God, flipping heck. My joint's seized up. No, my hips locked. Ow, 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 ow. Oh, no, this is agony. No, I don't like that. I can't move.
Ian, you're all right. What's happening?
It's an old injury I had caused by none other than Rod Bloody Wallace. Bloody Rod Wallace!
Ian, Damien Duff is on the line.
I am indeed, Anthony, and you're a total fool, so you are, Ian. You of all people should know the importance of warming up before playing the Twister. Let this be a warning to everyone. This game should not be legal. It should be banned, so it should. It has claimed another victim today.
Thank you, Damien.
Is he going to bomber now? Is he?
That's enough, Damien.
Oh, no, Anthony, it's got worse.
What's happened, Ian? What's happened?
Oh, the shed's on fire. The boulder set the bloody shed on fire. He's stomping about the garden, holding a garden hose and half a charred turkey in a Tottenham shirt, while behind him the shed's in flames. Baldy, no, you can't put water on that fire. Those are oil-based model locomotive paints. Anthony, call the fire brigade. I'm locked in painful pre-coitus with Denise and neither of us can move.
Hold on, Ian. Sorry, I didn't catch that, mate. I've just seen Kitty Spink at the vending machine. Wait one sec. I've got to do something. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Anthony! Anthony!
Kitty? Would you like a bottle opener that's also a shoehorn?
Anthony!
Christmas Bart Williams.
Next week on Sports Horn.
What's Kevin Nolan's nickname?
Noly.
Yes.
You know
yes.
You've made it in football when you get a Y after your surname.
What do they call you?
Ian.
Now, to save Julie's dignity, I'm not going to commentate on it for obvious reasons.
She's squatting over the beaker.
Sports Horn. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.